Tweetminster at the Labour Party conference, speaking to Jason Cowley, editor of the New Statesman, and Spencer Neal, publisher. Gentlemen, the New Statesman has been a big player in events here at the conference. Tell us more about its role.
Well, we've just relaunched the magazine, so we have a new look, new sections, new columnists, more vibrant, very exciting time for us. We always come to conference and have a series of our own events. We just had a very successful one with Fergal Sharkey and UK Music talking about the whole issue of online piracy and illegal downloading of music files.
With Ben Bradshaw,
the Secretary of State. And more generally, we're here to listen, to talk, discuss, to campaign, to challenge, to polemicise in our role as journalists. And Spencer, as publisher, has a different role, and he'll talk about it himself. Spencer.
Well, my aim in terms of why I'm at conference is in order to make sure that events like this happen. I mean, I think part of what the magazine is about is demonstrating that there is a point to engaging with politics. And so we host events that, you know, to be fair, help extend our brand, make our readers realise that there is a way of actually getting involved with the magazine aside from submitting articles and letters for publication. And I think the aim is for the brand to kind of work and support the editor and the content, ultimately so that the readers and our wider family, as it were, gets to properly appreciate how important politics and, you know, a contemporary understanding of politics is, you know, even in 21st century Britain.
Now, the rest of the media seem to think that the outcome of the next election is a done deal. Where do you stand on that, Jason?
Well, there's been a consensus for a long time that Labour will be beaten. And if you look at the opinion polls, I mean, today, the latest one, they're running 15 points behind the Tories, which is a really dismal position that they look as if they will be beaten. I think they will lose. And the challenge for the Labour Party, I think, is to lose well. In other words, to avoid a Tory landslide. I mean, if the Tories come in, which would require a huge swing, but if they come in with a majority of 80, 100, 120 seats, they're in for 10 years. They're in for 10 years. Remember that. It's a whole generation of very talented Labour politicians out of power. Now, if you talk to the politicians in private, they're pretty despairing. If you see some of their interviews, they're rather combative. I thought Mandelson was very good this morning on the BBC. So there's this disjunction between a public persona where they're attempting to appear combative and confident, and privately there's a lot of despair going on, a lot of discussion still about Gordon Brown's leadership. The challenge for them is to lose well.
And Spencer, will a Conservative government be good or bad for the publishing industry?
For the publishing industry, I don't know that I'm able to talk for the entire industry. I think as Jason says, you know, it'd be good for the New Statesman. And I think it will, anything that energises wider public interest in politics and current affairs is good for the New Statesman. I think you'd have to ask the consumers, you know, the general public, as to whether or not the print industry has a rosy future. And you know, ultimately, you know, we've always thought that our fate rests with the readers.
Spencer Neal, Jason Cowley, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.